Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Scott Zolak. And I think you're looking a little grayer today because there was another nail biter. Another nail biter, but it didn't go the Patriots' way this time. What went wrong specifically in the second half? The defense looked a little bit, out of it.
I think Miami did a good job keeping them off balance, you know, converting third and shorts. You can't get off the field on third down. You know, that's the tough part. And Mike Wallace started to become a player. And, you know, Cal Arrington, Marquise Cole, the tough positions covering Mike Wallace, and he never really took the lead, put him on him. That tells you maybe Aqib Talib is not that healthy. You know, just worried about the speed of him. But, you know, you get your quarterback sacked, you drive the football, you can't punch it in the red zone. The results are kicking field goals. You miss a 48-yarder, you take the lead, then you kick the ball out of bounds, you give them the ball on the 40 on the short field. So every bit of momentum you got back and stole back from them, you gave it right back to them. And they, you know, their belief, their chances that they could convert. And they hit that 4th and 5, which was a huge play.
Well, in the first half, they'd done really good at making those stops. But the second half, it just didn't seem like it was quite there.
End of that first half, I thought was a killer. You're up 10-0, you haven't backed up deep on third down. You have all your timeouts, more than a minute left. You had a chance to pin them back, get the ball back, and really put that game away.
They scored
there right before the half, and then Patriots got the ball back and did nothing with it in the second half.
Well, some positives, though. Julian Edelman proving to be a legitimate threat as an offensive weapon here, I think.
Julian's done the same thing all year long, and it's good for him that he's remained healthy doing it, too. Right. So many seasons where he hasn't finished the season. Thought Amendola was big. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one where he's going to replay that one in the end zone a ton over and over in his mind. There was some tough... There was some contact there at the end.
Right.
But I mean, we've been on the other end of that where we benefited and helped win games. So, take the bad with the good.
Unfortunately, no hats and t-shirts here, but they are looking to Baltimore now, so that's what we'll do. We'll turn the page.
That's it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.